Blog Talk Radio.
Give them all the help.
Give it all the help.
thought about that. We ain't no ordinary people. We're very special people. We're the very righteousness of God in Him. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and to all the saints and faithful. Yes, I am your host, pastor today, praise God, and teacher. Pray that God will enlighten me and I'm able to let my light shine so others may see my good works. Hey, we're going to ask Pastor Bell at this particular time. So happy to know she had a safe return. That's just blessed me, fulfilling another prayer, and that she give us a word of prayer. Then we'll get into this message. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. This ain't no ordinary word. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from John, the 4th chapter, verses 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. Father God, we give you praise. Yes, that you will bless each and every one that asks us to keep them lifted in prayer today, Father God. Be with those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, those who will participate, Father God. Bless each and every one. Be with all the sick and the shut in everywhere, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. Be with those that are going through. You know, you're a way maker out of no way. Continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word today. Help us to receive the word. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yet the Lord had me to play that song this morning because we're not no ordinary people. So we're not to act like we're ordinary. We're everything the word declared that we are, in spite of what Satan said, in spite of your situation, in spite of your lifestyle. You are yet what the word of God says. And I'm going to tell you, if I ever seen patient, God got patient.
Amen.
God got patient. Think about it.
Amen.
He spoke that. He said, I'm a patient God. Look how long God is waiting on us to get it right. Waiting for us to line up to the word. Have you ever thought about how much patience he had? He's a patient God.
Yes. Amen.
He's patient. Well, we're talking about the God of this world, and I might well include his angels too. So not only am I going to talk about Satan, but I'm going to talk about him and his angels. Because Satan has angels. Remember, he is the God of this world. So he needs these angels to help him in his work, for a better way. And so we're going to add a couple of scriptures to this because I had started off yesterday. The Bible says over in, let's see, I think that was, we left off yesterday in 1 Peter 5 and 8. So let's go back there, and then we're going to take a trip back to where all this started at, okay? Where Satan started at. So let's start there, please. 1 Peter 5 and verses 8.
Yes, 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In the Message Bible. Praise God. From the Message Bible. But all of you leaders and followers alike are to be down to earth with each other, for God has had it with the proud, but take delight in just plain people. I'm trying to, that wasn't the right one, that was the eighth, I'm sorry, Pastor. All right, the eighth. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh. And then second, so Peter said that he is our adversary. And in 2 Corinthians 12 and 7, what did Paul say?
2 Corinthians 12 and 7, and lest I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a throne in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angels did his best to get me down, but he, in fact, did was push me to my knees. Amen.
Amen.
So when you see words like demons, know they're all associated with Satan, because demons come in a lot of forms. They're lying spirits, demons. Mm-hmm. So when you see Satan, know that he is your adversary. He beguiled Eve in the garden back there in Genesis 3. He's a liar, according to John 8:44. The Bible called him a serpent. Remember Eve in form of the serpent? Satan appeared to Eve and in the form of a serpent. That's how much power he has. Over
Amen.
The earthly stuff, over the world stuff. Mm-hmm. So he has that power because he is the God of this world. Temptation. Yeah. So when we talk about Satan and him being the God of this world, he has spirit. Mm-hmm. He is a spirit.
Yes.
Temptation is another thing that I want you to... please pay attention. Satan has a way of tempting us in a lot of ways. But I want to talk about all that today. I do want you to know Satan is real. So when the Bible says that for us to be sober.
Amen.
Let me tell you one more time. To be sober, that's when you're not drunk. Anybody been drunk? Huh? Do I need to go there?
Yeah.
You ever been so drunk that you couldn't? Okay. So the opposite of drunk is to be sober. Be alert. Pay attention.
Yes.
Be sober and be clear-headed. When it comes to Satan, we need to be, first of all, truthful that he is real.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't see him through the optical nerve, but that doesn't mean he's not existing. You have pains, and because you don't see the pain, doesn't mean it's not real.
Hello,
somebody.
Amen.
You can't see prejudice with the optical nerve. But that don't mean it's not real. Y'all help me out. There's a lot of things that you don't see, but it's real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can y'all think of it? Love. You know, love is real. Some people say you can see it. No, love is real. And it's in a person's mm-hmm. spirit. Now, you may
yes.
see the attributes. Yes. You may see this, that, and the third. But you don't see it with the eye. And you may identify mm-hmm. because somebody give you something. You may say that's love. Or because they help you out. You may say that's love. Oh, you got all these characteristics. But love, I just wish I had time.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is real, brothers and sisters. He stood up against Israel.
Yes.
In 1 Chronicles 2:21-1, we're not going to go there, but I'm going to tell you, he stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can stand up mm-hmm. against the whole nation and the mighty man of God, the mighty man of Balak, David, he's real, okay? And you have to
yes.
know that he is your adversary. Listen, dear heart. Do not get this twisted. An adversary is opposite of your will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me take my time and say this. Because, see, an adversary is one who opposes what you want to do, one that resists what you got going on. You know, adversary is like your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
So yes. if God say you have an adversary, well, bless God, you ought to agree with the word of God and say, okay, Lord, if your word says I have an adversary, let me find him. See, you won't see him through the optical nerve. People think that you're going to see the devil. You're not going to see him like that.
No.
Amen.
So can y'all think of anything else before I move on? Can you think of anything else? You can see that you know it's there, but you don't see it with the optical nerve. You don't see it with your eyes. But it's there. Think of anything before we move on.
I can just say he come in all shapes, forms, and fashion. You have to be vigilant and sober.
Yeah. So to be vigilant means what? You paying attention?
You paying attention.
Yeah.
You watching. You got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you watch mm-hmm. that, no, you watch that grocery store clerk. You watch them people at the gas say, you watch. Because he coming.
Oh, yes.
He's coming, man. But you got mm-hmm. to be vigilant. You got to know that Satan right there. He's trying to do something to me. I don't know what he's been doing here, but I know I got to pay attention because he is my adversary.
Yes.
I'm going to have a good day today. I'm going to have an excellent day. Guess what? Your adversary is going to be there. I promise y'all this. If you go out the house mm-hmm. today, wherever you go, pay attention. Because Satan going to
yes.
find a way to manipulate somebody. He'll use anybody at his disposal that'll let him use it. He'll use them.
Yes.
Yeah, so true.
And like she said, he in and everywhere. But that's why we got to pay attention. Wake up. Don't go to sleep on this. Because some of you may think it ain't in your children. I showed you the other day, there he was right in Peter. Peter was the chief apostle. Head
mm-hmm.
head honcho.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used him. But Jesus already told me he was going to use. He said, before the cock crow three, the chicken, you know, the cock out there crow three times, mm-hmm. he says, you're going to deny me. Peter said, no, Lord, not me. Not me. You know, I'd have hung out with you, Lord. I've watched you do stuff. I watched you take fish and make fish. I watched you take bread and make bread. And me, no, Lord, I'm going to be right there. I'll be there to the end.
That's what he's saying.
So you got to pay attention. Here, Peter was one of those that went on the transfiguration and saw Jesus become personified. Matter of fact, it was Peter who spoke up and said, Lord, we ought to make three tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
One for you, one for Elijah. But Jesus, we don't need all that. See, you're viewing it wrong. But Peter was there. He was there when, matter of fact, it was Peter that Jesus told to go down there and look right there in that water there, and you'll see some money, and get that money, we can go pay the taxes that we got to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was that Peter that Jesus told, get behind me, you offend me. I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't think Satan won't attack people close to you. He'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
People that you care for and love, if you're not careful, Satan will use every opportunity to attack you and not even know it. So sometimes you got to brush that off. You just got to say, hey, I know he didn't mean it. I know she didn't mean it. Brush it off. Let it go. Don't be trying to house that thing. Because, see, they get angry. It's no reason you need to get angry. Because they got off track. Because they got off the mark. That don't mean you need to get off there, okay? That's what that means, you know.
Yes, amen.
But you got to be vigilant. Because that's your adversary. Ain't God adversary. That's our adversary. And let me tell you what, adversary is unfavorable to what you want to do. An adversary is always negative to what you want to do. It is contrary. See, you want to stay saved and you want to be what God is calling you to be. Your adversary, he don't want that for you. But we'll get in that thing. Let me say this. Because I want you to go to Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. See, Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. And as they find, let me tell you this. When you're studying about Satan and his angels, know also he's called demons. He's called a lot of things. So we must realize that Satan... best and most unique work is he convinced people that he does not exist. Can I say that one more time? Because, see, that's what he's doing right now. He's convincing, oh, man, that's just Pastor over there talking. See, he don't want you to know that he's there, but he's there. Satan will do all he can to keep us from knowing his authority. He'll do all that he can do, keep us from saying things and writing about him and exposing him. Satan, I know y'all probably never experienced this, or maybe you haven't, then maybe you haven't, I don't know, but I'm going to speak it. I remember when we used to have roaches, and we'd get up in the middle of the night, and you hit that light bulb, and them roaches, whoop, they scatter. Boom, boom. They were going everywhere. That's I know none of y'all don't have roaches. I've never experienced it. So I'm just me on what happens, okay? In the midnight hour, you turn the light on, and that light caused them roaches to go boogity, boogity, boogity. Well, see, that's what happened to Satan. When you put that light on him, he going to go boogity, boogity, boogity.
Yes.
And that word is going to be that light. But he's real, brothers and sisters. So Satan will keep, he'll do all it takes to keep us from knowing what he's about. But you're going to have to observe for yourself the ways, the number of times you are tempted, and he'll try to draw you away from the study. He'll do everything he can. And some of y'all barely making it right now when it comes to this study. And there's a lot of people should be listening and not. Satan got them and gone. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, Satan does exist. And he does exist as a leader of a fallen angels world.
Yeah.
And you know, Jesus spoke of the devil and his angels. He identified them one day all together. The Bible records many, many names and titles and his work and his power and his limitation and Satan and his quote. He identified them. Jesus did. So he, in the very beginning of history, a man of mankind, we see Satan is defensive against God, and I want to say his harshness against man. He didn't like the fact that God had made man greater than him.
Amen.
All right.
Mm.
But we know that the end, Satan shall be utterly and forever destroyed. That day coming. So there is hope.
Mm.
But in one of the scriptures, we're gonna read with Tammy. Okay. We're gonna do Isaiah 14:12-15.
Yes, Isaiah 14:12-15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shall be brought down to hell to the side of the pits. Amen. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. What a come down, this old Babylon, day star, son of dawn, flat on your face in the underworld mud. You famous for flattering nations. You said to yourself, I'll climb to heaven. I'll set my throne over the stars of God. I'll run the assembly of angels. This meet on sacred Mount Zephon. I'll climb to the top of the clouds. I'll take over as king of the universe. But you didn't make it, did you? Instead of climbing up, you came down, down with the underground dead, down to the abyss of the pit. Amen.
Amen.
How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer? See, when he was in heaven, he was called Lucifer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he hit the ground, he was called Satan.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. See, there was a transformation took place. Because when he was in heaven, he was called the morning star. Because his job at Lucifer was to take the choir and give praises to God. That's what he was created for. He was created so that he was able to take words and some kind of way. He could orchestrate words, and we'll get into this. And he had power over words. How do I know this? Because when you sing with words. The heavenly choir had words. The angels were to sing, but they were to make melody unto the Lord. And Satan saw that. And that looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked
yes,
that.
Yes.
See, this was his will. Now, I wish I had time to really get into this, but let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. When your will is powerful, nothing changes your mind if you got a real dedicated will. Like your last will and testimony, you know where you want what to go where. I want this to go to my sister. I want this to go to my older child. I want this to go to my mother. I want this to go to my auntie. I want this to go to this group. And I want this to go to the Salvation Army. And I want this to go to anybody who want to play tennis. You see, when your will is at stake,
this
is your desire. This was Satan's will. And see, he was a spirit, the Bible said. But the question is, how art thou fallen from heaven? Well, that tells you right there, he lost his position. And they called him son of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You've been cut down to the ground now.
Mm.
He angry. He's evil. He's beside himself. And because you got cut down, you weaken the nation.
Mm.
He ain't weakened the angels now. He weakened the nation. The nation was a congregation.
Mm.
So you're going to have to see this in different parts. And I may not tell it all today and break it all down into different parts. He says, for thou hast said, see, he spoke this thing. You'll see it in your heart. I will ascend unto the heaven. Because, you know, he fell, and now he want to go back up there. I will, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ascend back up in heaven. I want my seat back. And when I get up there, I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. That's what Satan does, brothers and sisters. If I can be real, real honest with you guys, that's what he wants, the congregation. He don't care nothing about these heathens. See, the world have to understand, but when we talk about the world, brothers and sisters, let me be real clear. We're talking about folks. We're talking about a system. We're talking about people.
Amen.
Of God. Outside of that is heathens. So when Jesus tells us to come out of the world, what he's referencing to is the worldly church. And I can show you this. I got scriptures and stuff to bag this up to show you he's talking about the worldly church. I can tell you now, because I got folks right now mad at me. I'm happy with that. I'm very content with that. Be mad, stay mad. That's okay, because I know who your daddy is.
All right.
And if you don't know it, you're my adversary. You say you either help me together or you help me to scatter. So I understand that you're my adversary because you don't want the truth to be made known. You get angry when I talk about how your preacher take up money and he only want to buy him a jet or buy him a suit or whatever. You get angry at me. And that's okay. It's okay. Because I know Jesus will say the same exact thing. And I'm not trying to down anybody, people. Don't get me wrong. I want to see everybody saved. If it means you got to go through that building to get saved, bless God, zip on through that and come on up here. Let's get in this word, okay? Let's get to the advanced stuff. See, there's an advance. Some of those people, they're not going to advance because they're part of that congregation that Satan is over. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. I want you to know there's a congregation that Satan is over. And it's not one. See, they ain't worried about people at the bars and the liquor store. He ain't got all them folks. They is, okay? After the congregation. Preacher. But people don't want to see that. But that's what he wants. Because he done said in his heart, he want to sit upon the mount of the congregation. So whose congregation do you think they're talking about? Hello,
yes.
Who got the congregation? So, Satan have these angels. Hey, let me put a pin right there. Because we need to go over to Ezekiel 28:15-17. In Ezekiel, because see, you got to know, man, Satan is real, people. His desire is to be over the congregation. He want to be, matter of fact, he want to be above God. He was so far down until he wanted to be above the clouds. So that tells me that when he got cast down, it was to the ground for real. Because we're not living above the clouds. See, I'm going to be like the Most High.
Amen.
But in Ezekiel 28:15-17.
Yes, Pastor, Ezekiel 28:15-17. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created. The iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of the merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherubs, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thine beauty. Thine has corrupted thy wisdom by reason of the brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before the king, and that they may behold there. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Send the Message Bible. I placed you on the mountain of God. You stroll in magnificence among the stones of fire. From the day of your creation, you were sheer perfection, and then imperfection, evil, was detected in you. In much buying and selling, you turned violent, you sinned. I threw you, disgrace, off the mountain of God. I threw you out. You, the anointed angel cherub, no more strolling among the gems of fire for you. Your beauty went to your head. You
Amen.
Corrupted wisdom by using it to get worldly fame. I threw you to the ground. Sent you sprawling before an audience of kings and let them gloat over your dismiss. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Wow.
Well, we need to unpack some stuff A lot we need to unpack there. And maybe we'll do that on tomorrow. Study that, brothers and sisters. Because in Isaiah, there's a lot of woe. There's a lot of woes. And in this, in these woes, God let us know, hey, to be cautious of Satan, man. What he will do, what he can do.
Amen.
Because, see, that's what pride does. Don't get caught up because you got a new car and you won't help nobody. Because I'm going to tell y'all, that same person you turn your nose up at,
yes,
you know, you got a little mind and you got this and you got that. That same person on your way up, look out, look out, look out. You're going to need them on your way down. Pray that they have the Spirit of God in them so they don't treat you like you treated them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, they ride by the bus stop. They see some of their friends they knew keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising. Got the lean on. Hair kitted to the side.
Amen.
Sunglasses on.
Mm.
You might need them people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says, whoa.
Amen.
Don't get caught up in pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where Satan operates at, brothers and sisters. That's where he operates, baby. He caught up in pride. So that's what the world does. The world stuff make you feel proudful. Now, you ain't talking to somebody that don't know what they're talking about, okay? Let me be real clear. I'm talking about somebody now that been there, done that. I know what nice cars will do for you. I know what a nice home will do for you. I know the feelings you get because that's what the world offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about don't be of the world, see, a lot of people, they just take everything meaning sex, and they miss the real picture here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other stuff. Your little change you got. And I don't care if it's $2-3 million. It doesn't matter. It's a little change you got, okay? Get caught up with the little minds, baby. Be careful. Don't let pride take you over. I can buy what I want. I can go where I want to go. I can do this. Pride does that. That's why I say I better leave this alone until tomorrow. Because, see, pride is a heck of a thing, brothers and sisters.
Yes,
I know pride stop folks from speaking to one another. Pride right now won't let certain people go and say hello to their neighbor. Pride.
Yeah.
You don't want me to get to talking about what pride will do for you. Matter of fact, that's what y'all can tell me about tomorrow. Because this is what we're going to pick it up at right here. Tomorrow.
Amen, amen.
See, because that's where the woe come in at.
Amen.
Well, now we're at that part where everybody can play a part there. As much as I want to continue on to this, because, see, everybody, listen, brothers and sisters, when I tell you what that really means, what the expression that is, you may take this a little bit more serious. Like I told you yesterday, you got to take the word of God serious, people. Because that word woe, it's sort of like sorrow. You know, it's an expression of stress, attack, a lack. Woe is like death. You know, it's when you think about it's like you're being booed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll pick it up tomorrow, and we'll get some real clarity on this. Because, see, there's a God of this world, and these are the areas he operates. He operates in grief. He take advantage of people who's grieving. He takes advantage of people's feelings. I don't need her. I don't need him. I can do best. And Janet said, you can do bad by yourself. See, that's worldly stuff. When God said, who he joined together, let nobody separate him. Let nothing separate him.
Yes.
You know, men, there's four things you need to do to keep that woman right. And women, there's four things you need to do to keep your man right. Four simple things. But that's another message for another time. And most of y'all probably already know the answers. But anyway, this is the time where anybody have anything they want to express, go for it. Hallelujah. Anything you want to share?
That's been great.
Any comment on anything? I want you to have that opportunity. And tomorrow, I want y'all to be ready to go there. Right there in the book of Isaiah or Ezekiel. What did I say? Ezekiel, right? Right. Don't want nobody miss me with that.
So, Pastor, you were talking about the woes you were talking about in Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you didn't give us a chapter on that. I remember reading them. I'm just going to have to go back and look through this.
Oh, is that the first? It's the first verse of the 28th chapter.
Oh, okay. Verse 128.
Yeah, the 28th chapter. Okay. Now, remember what verses we read. I was just starting off, let you know it started off with the woes. But let me see.
We read Ezekiel 28:15-17.
Right. But it starts off with the woes.
Okay.
So you might want to read all of that. So by the time you get to 15 and 17, you go, oh, wow, you can see.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's your study now. Amen.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else? So you can't blame me for not having homework because I got plenty of it for you. Okay, if nothing else, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow. All I can tell you to be ready. I may not even work tomorrow.